Steve, thank you so much. It's Friday, and we get visited by our friend Kurt Wagner, the proprietor of TVShowPatrol.com. If you enjoy television,
you're a proprietor now.
Kurt's a proprietor. Put that on your resume, Kurt. I think you'll notice the difference immediately. Wendy and I were saying earlier, we were talking about last night. It was the end of American Idol. It was the final episode of American Idol. Although, at the very end, Ryan Seacrest said words to the effect of, "Well, that's it for us for now." Like that, which is, I guess, a cliffhanger, I guess. We might get more. Why do you think the show, we were all talking amongst ourselves, why do you think the show went from being the must-watch TV show here in America to, American Idol's still going? Okay.
Well, I think it maybe just, you know, it peaked and then it went down. But from the stories that I've been seeing, even the recent ratings were ratings that a lot of networks would like to have for their shows.
They were still doing good. Not as good as their golden days.
I mean, 10
days.
Million, 10.3 million
pretty
a
good.
Show is...
Good golly.
...is still, you know, and especially these days, because these days the audience is so fractured because there's so many places you can be watching TV or streaming or this or that or the other. But I think part of it was just, you know, they got a little tired of it. The audience got a little tired of it. But, you know, in its peak it was like 35 million.
That's amazing.
An episode.
That's
and
huge
that's
numbers.
Unheard of now.
And their demographic was all over the place. It was young people. It was old people, rich people, poor people. It really was the one show that you couldn't nail down who's the average viewer.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I think that maybe the voting public was more of the younger, skewed more younger. But I don't even know that that's true. We used to cover all the idols when Red Eye started, when I worked at Red Eye, because it started in 2002 when we did, and it had that first season in the summer. They put it in the summer because they didn't think it was going to do all that well.
Yeah.
And that's when Kelly Clarkson won, and it did pretty well then. It did like 15 million in the summer on a summer series. So then they hurried up for the second season to be in January of 2003, and that hit like 30 million some. And we covered it religiously. Like, we did the Vital Idol blog and we did all this stuff. And it was fun. Just, I mean, at the beginning, I think it was such train wreck television. Like, when they did the early auditions and all the really crazy people were on there. And then later, when they got to Hollywood, it was like Simon and what's her face, the crazy lady?
Paula.
Yeah. Going, you know, button heads and everything, and Paula just doing weird stuff. I mean, I remember I was on Facebook last night and I said, watching these old Idol people coming back to sing brings back memories of sitting in the Red Eye newsroom and laughing at everything.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't believe all of the discussion that I got. Like, everybody came back. It was like we were having a little Red Eye reunion of all the former employees. But I think it, you know, there's a lot of things. And Wendy, you were talking earlier about how everybody has a little bit of rock and roller in them or whatever.
You do too?
And, you know, performing.
Why do you think karaoke bars are so popular?
Right. And getting to see people live out their dreams, you know, it had all that stuff going on.
And it's a thing that a lot of parents watched with their kids, especially if their kids are musicians or
singers.
And
it's funny, these later seasons, all these people who were in it or who were competing were saying, when I was 5, I watched Kelly Clarkson win,
I
watched, you know, somebody like that win or something. And so that, you know, it's just, it feeds that whole, I want to be a star thing.
But I don't think that's the way. I mean, there have been a few exceptions, and we mentioned Kelly Clarkson, Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, there have been a few.
But I mean, I don't know that
Ruben
that's...
Ruben Studdard.
Carrie Underwood.
Clay
is
Aiken.
That's the biggest.
Huge.
That,
Carrie Underwood.
And Clark. But I mean, other
Adam
than
Kelly Pickler. Adam Lambert.
Chris Daughtry.
I guess.
Fantasia Barrino. She's done some Broadway.
And
there's even like...
The guy with gray hair who is in Chicago all the time. There's some guy, I can't remember his name.
Lee DeWeese? Or Taylor Hicks?
Taylor Hicks.
I mean, they were minor ones.
This
but
guy was
like,
24 years old and he had a full head of gray hair.
This ninth place finisher from season 5, Mandisa, is big in the... inspirational music, the religious, you know,
Christian
music.
But I mean, look at all the people
that
have been on it, and there's what, 10 that have. I mean, I guess it's a easier way to jumpstart your career. But
I mean, it was an entree into something. Even Clay Aiken ran for. I mean,
where's
unsuccessfully ran for Congress. He was on there last night. Did you see?
I didn't watch it.
Oh, he was on and he sang. They had everybody.
What
back.
Did they do with William Hung? I know he was
he
on
was
it.
On.
I read,
he,
but what did they
just,
do with him?
He sang. He didn't sing.
She Bang? Is that
Did
what
he
she
sing
said?
She Bangs? I can't remember now.
He just did sign language.
It was like very short though. And then Ryan started singing with him.
Oh, that
and
then it, makes then, it then, better.
I think there was a collective groan. In it
was
stuff.
Kelly Clarkson?
But you know,
on?
Brian Dunkelman was there in the audience.
He was there? Because I wondered how that relationship ended.
Well, Ryan said, hey, how's it going to him? Because he was walking through the audience. And he said, oh, you're doing great. And Ryan just kind of walked away.
That's
like,
strange.
Yeah, I know.
Kelly Clarkson, was she on?
Yeah, she was.
I love her.
Yeah, she sang. But, you know, he said the thing about, that's it for now, or see you later.
Yeah, at the end.
There's rumors that that they're talking about, you know, since it did well again this season because it was the final season, that maybe they'll bring it back in some fashion. But the problem was that it got so expensive.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, it would have to have.
You know,
yeah.
So that's what's holding it back. You know, and Ryan, he has his own production company now, so maybe he'll bring it back in some way.
Wendy wants him stopped.
Well, I mean, poor Dick Clark, you know, passes away, whom we never thought would die, and now Ryan Seacrest is the new Dick Clark?
He picked up the mantle.
Or is it Bergeron? I don't know which.
Did you not know? You just told Kurt something he didn't know. Yes, Dick Clark is gone.
Did I miss that?
Or yeah.
Did I just not remember
we didn't want
that?
You to know.
We've been doing everything we can. Grabbing all the newspapers and online stuff and editing
I was
them.
Wondering why I saw you guys
for
all
years.
The time.
Yeah.
Every time I got near media.
Dick Clark is gone.
How many years ago was that?
Bob Hope is also no longer with us. I'm sorry to I don't want to be the one to break this
Lisa
to you,
Ball?
Kurt. She's fine.
2012 he died.
Yeah, he's been gone for a couple
really?
Years. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I must have just forgot it.
You have got your finger on the pulse.
On Saturday mornings when you're watching American Bandstand, you didn't notice that it's not on anymore? Come on. Kurt Wagner's here. He's sad because he just found out about Dick Clark, but
we're gonna
trudge through this as best we can. If you have any comments and questions, and I see
and
that you
do,
312-981-7200. We'll get those calls next. Bill and Wendy, WGN. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. Your calls can be taken at 312-981-7200, calls or texts.
Are we still talking Idol or have we moved on?
We can do a quick, I know.
Because we talked about this a little before.
Yeah, I know,
Tom,
I know.
Your thoughts about American Idol? Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Oh, yeah, you know, there's a very specific point in American Idol when it went downhill. That's when Simon left the show. I noticed the real chemistry.
I think so, too.
That went along with, I forgot who replaced him. Do you guys remember?
Dunkelfish.
No, it wasn't Brian Dunkelman.
Well,
Ellen DeGeneres
first,
for a little while.
Paula left first, and she went on with, and then Ellen came on
for
one season,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
And I don't know that Ellen and Simon necessarily got along, because she never actually said anything.
Right.
But Randy was like that, too. He never actually critiqued anything. He just said dog a lot.
Yeah.
right.
You're right.
Too pitchy dog.
Did you watch
too
it a lot, Tom?
Dog.
I was an avid fan, you know. And then I kind of, when Simon left, I lost interest. And then I started watching The Voice. I was very skeptical of The Voice at first. But I tell you, the production values on The Voice, it just blows American Idol away. When I go back and watch Idol now, do you notice that?
Yeah. It's a little higher tech.
Yeah, how they get the sets set up so, you know.
The
so
pioneers get the arrows, the settlers get the land.
So true.
And
so
the
true.
Special effects. Thank you, Tom.
You know, it wasn't until season 11, the 2012 season, that Idol dropped below 20 million.
God,
an episode
that's still huge.
It's they did. They still, as you pointed out, right to the end, they had good numbers. Nowhere near what they
had
in their heyday.
And then between 2012 and 2013, it dropped another 5 million.
Yeah,
but
the Simon factor is big because people wanted to see somebody be honest and go, "You shouldn't be a singer."
And he's I think they liked booing him too. Like they liked the mean guy.
And
they liked
shrug
having
it off.
The mean guy. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would like to talk to you about a show that I binge-watched about five of last night. I love The Real O'Neills.
Yeah, it's funny.
Bill, I'm telling you.
You like it, yeah?
It is so funny. It's just an Irish Catholic family who the mom is played by Martha Plimpton. And trying so hard to be a great Catholic and realizing that try as you may, you're not going to be a perfect family. And it's real. It's genuine. It's funny. There's one son who is gay, and he is a remarkable actor, and he is just really funny.
Yeah, he's 21.
He looks very young. But, Bill, the dynamic is so funny because one of the brothers is gay and the older brother is trying to say stuff like, I'm not being homophobic.
Yeah.
And then at one point, the gay brother says, Kenny says, now that was homophobic.
Oh.
Congratulations. It's really...
Well, I think it's amazing because Kenny is so supportive of his
Kenny is the younger brother.
Okay, well, the older brother, Jimmy, is so supportive of Kenny. And you know, the mom has this huge problem because she's very Catholic, but she has to deal with possibly getting a divorce, yeah. Her and her husband want to get a divorce, which really irritates her Catholicism, and having a gay son too. And then this week, Frances Conroy played her mother.
That's who is that, Bill? Because I knew her when I saw her.
She was the mom in Six Feet Under.
Oh, right.
That's where I knew her from.
And she was amazing. You know, remember Amory, my friend Amory from My Take on TV? She loves that show too.
It is so funny. I mean,
it's really genuine, and I like that they mix the Catholicism with the gay stuff, and it just makes such a statement. I think
it shows no family is perfect.
Yeah.
You never know what's brewing in someone else's pot. And the daughter on that show, much like the middle, Sue Heck, is really funny. This is a different dynamic, but this daughter is
like
really
funny. Like the brainiac, the businesswoman always trying to get a upper hand on things. She's always sneaky too.
Yeah, like she's not a rule follower like Sue Heck. It's really, really funny. I really
and the
recommend
dad.
It. I love him.
I'm trying to remember what his name is, but I know he was in Mad Men. He was Stan, the guy with the giant beard for the last two or three years.
And I don't know
Jay
if it,
Ferguson. Jay Ferguson.
A Thunder Island fame.
No,
that's a different man. Is it filmed in Chicago?
It is not filmed in Chicago, but it's set in the burbs.
They mentioned Naperville. It was like just wild to hear that.
It's set in the burbs, but they've shoot in, you know, Mary Hollis Inbenden is a Chicago actress, theater actress, who plays the aunt.
Mm-hmm. Aunt. I love her. Aunt. Love her.
Thank you for the culture.
She's hilarious. And she used to be in Chicago, and she did a lot of Boss and stuff, and you know, TV shows filmed in Chicago. Yeah. She would do parts in those. Yeah. But it's so great to see her having moved out there and getting this big success.
Kurt, be careful with this, because as anytime we talk about Walking Dead, I know there's people who DVR them and then don't get to see them for 2 or 3 weeks later. Last Sunday was the end of the line for this season, and they ended on a cliffhanger that some people are thrilled with and other people
I'm
are
writing
furious
a letter.
With. Are you
it was
angry
so
about
violent,
it?
So violent, I told you.
Oh, violent.
Yeah, I mean, you weren't seeing anything, but the soundtrack was very disturbing.
You saw the last few seconds. You
it
saw
really was.
From the victim's point of view. So they were. They. I don't want to get into detail.
But
of
you
what
don't
happened.
Know who it is.
You don't know who it is, and a lot of people are upset about that.
Yeah, that's what makes people angry. Which, you know.
But that's a cliffhanger.
That's the idea of a season finale.
They want you to
finale.
Be thinking about it and talking
but,
and, about
but
it.
But the problem, I think, is that people are angry because they did that at the mid-season finale, whether a certain character was dead or not.
Right.
And you knew which character it was. But you know, and they led you to believe that that was the case. But then was it or wasn't it?
Right.
Wasn't.
I don't know.
But, you know, I just feel like you're not necessarily entitled to exactly what you want. The writers know what they're
doing.
You
can't always get what you want.
Yeah.
But you can get what you need.
Did Mick Jagger
Mick
die?
Jagger had a lot to do with... No,
was
he's
he the
fine.
Victim?
No.
He's, of Lucille?
Was he with
fine.
Dick Clark when that happened?
I'm surprised Keith Richards is not with Dick Clark right now. I mean, I really am. He's surprised, too. He wakes up every day, Keith Richards, and goes, holy crap, I'm still alive.
Right. That's what happens. That's absolutely what happens. You mentioned a little bit of this last week, that this is actually going to be a very, very good month for television. There's a lot going on in April. Give me a highlight or two from this week.
This,
what's coming
this
up?
This coming week, tomorrow is Saturday, right? Yeah. The second season of Outlander starts with a hugely popular thing based on a hugely popular book series. It's sort of this time-traveling romance thing.
Mm-hmm.
Fear the Walking Dead's Sunday.
Which at least that's going to take the sting off a little bit, because that look with the previews that you get, it looks like I wanted to like it, but I didn't know if I did, but I have to give it time to grow into the characters like we did with the original Walking Dead. And it's a nice little sorbet in between seasons of The Walking Dead.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And there's
whatever.
On Monday, there's this interesting new sci-fi show called Hunters, which is also based on a book, and it's about aliens being among us and being terrorists.
The aliens, the space aliens are terrorists.
Yeah.
And funny you should say OMG, because they use, remember OMD?
Orchestral Maneuvers
in the
dark.
Yeah. Every episode is titled after one of their songs, and they use a lot of their music in it, because these aliens communicate through Soundwave, Soundwave,
and they're big and OMD fans.
And it was when I found this out, I was just like so thrilled because that was my high school soundtrack.
Oh, really?
And well, not the If You Leave, but the
rest
other,
of their work.
Yeah. Yeah. but I talked to the creator of the show, and so I'll be running a story about why she chose OMD and everything. So it's very odd and cool, and it sort of talks about terrorism and stuff like that. That's Monday night.
And what's that called?
Hunters.
And where is that?
Sci-Fi.
On the Sci-Fi Network.
And that's one of the producers of that is Gail Ann Hurd, who was a Walking Dead producer, or is a Walking Dead producer. Tuesday, this really cool show on Sundance TV called The Last Panthers.
Yeah.
Based on the Pink Panthers from, I think, the 70s or 80s. They were European jewel thieves, and they did a lot of heists, but never hurt anyone.
Did they name themselves after the movie, or did the movie name itself after them?
I don't quite know. I'm not quite sure, but the show's really cool. It's a European thing. It's done with this sort of almost black and white. It's like really saturated on the screen. It feels very 70s, like the French Connection
Of thing.
You have to read some subtitles, but it's an amazing show.
Does your jewel shine?
Oh.
It's an amazing show, and David Bowie, the creator of the show knew David Bowie, and he had him write a song he saw it. And so one of the songs on David Bowie's last album is the theme song.
Oh, that's excellent.
So
good.
There's like a weird David Bowie tie in there.
Boy, all this rock and roll crossover, and I'm still loving vinyl. I'm not caught up, but I absolutely love that show.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mindy Project is back Tuesday also.
Oh, okay. Good news there.
Thursday, Orphan Black, season 4. Going to be amazing. Excellent. If you're into that show, that's on BBC America. Another sci-fi show about clones.
I hear that sassy.
That's what they're saying, Kurt.
Sassy.
That's what people are saying.
Okay.
And you people say the same of you. It's Kurt Wagner of TVShowPatrol.com. He's one of your sassier of all the TV critics. TVShowPatrol.com is the website. Thank you, Kurt. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too.
A break and then some news. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.